So we're here just off Welland Way in Oakham with Lisa, who's about to receive a gift from Oakham Fire Station. You've been nominated for what you've done this year. Tell us a little bit about why you think you've been nominated.
Well, I assume it's for the book swap. So, book swap we started in lockdown, actually, in 2020. And it really grew from a little box of books. And now we have, unfortunately, I haven't got any out today because it's so windy. Mm. But once a month we open up our garage with loads and loads of books, hundreds actually, and we help raise money for charity as well while we do that. So yeah, everybody's welcome to come and collect books, drop their books off. We have jigsaws sometimes as well. Yes, just a way to share books, and people often didn't have access to books when the library was shut and bookshops were shut and everything at the time, but it's just grown from there really. So
yeah. It's all driven through the power of social media, because I see it sometimes.
Yes,
you know, you've got all those.
Yes. Yeah, Facebook is primarily where we are, but mm-hmm. Yeah, hundreds come through each month, so lots of changing as well. But yeah, loads of books. Please come and get them.
Brilliant. Well done on all you do, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. That's a lovely surprise. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
So we're on our way round Oakham. We've called in at Josh's house. How many people are here? You know, how many people live in this house?
Four people.
And you've literally just moved in, so you're just kind of getting everything together ready for Christmas.
Yeah, we just moved in on the 4th, so yeah, still trying to get ourselves sorted, yeah.
And it's your first place in Oakham?
Yeah, it's our first place, yeah. We moved from Melton Mowbray, and yeah.
And you've got some Christmas gifts which you weren't expecting from the fire service. How's that for you?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really amazing, because I was just upstairs trying to recover from a cold. And saw three faces at the door.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So amazing, though, really, yeah.
Brilliant. And you've got your little son there?
Yeah.
Wow. And how are you? Looking at me very kind of, what's that man with that hairy thing kind of, that's my microphone. That's my, I know. But have a lovely Christmas. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound.
Thank you so much.
So we're here continuing our trip around Oakham. And Ian, how's Christmas shaping up for you?
Well, it's looking a bit indifferent because my wife's having to go into hospital. So we're just waiting for hospital to give us a ring and get her in. But hopefully they said they'll discharge her again on the 24th so she can come back for Christmas.
That would be wonderful.
Well, yes, our son Jack has just travelled down from Durham to be with us. So hopefully she'll be back in time for Christmas.
I've got a little gift from the fire service here, from the Christmas appeal that's been coordinated through the community here. So people are thinking of you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Yes. That would be much appreciated. Thanks for everything that the fire service is doing for us.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on Rutland Stamford Sound.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
So here with Rachel as we continue our present delivery in Oakham. You've just heard that you've received a gift from the fire service. Would you have any clue why that might be?
Maybe whether it's my work that I do. I'm a carer, self-employed, work for quite a few clients. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, will you be working over Christmas as well?
For this year, I am lucky to have Christmas Day and Boxing Day off, but I'm working Christmas Eve. But obviously, I'm on call if any of my clients do need me, and I will go out if they do.
Exactly, so they depend on you, don't they?
They do. They do.
Merry Christmas! Thanks for joining
thank
us.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say a big thank you to whoever it was that nominated me. I don't do my job for, you know, rewards like this. I do it because I enjoy it. But huge thank you, anyway.
So continuing the Christmas gift delivery around Oakham here with Michael and Rosemary, and you've just had a delivery you weren't expecting at all.
No.
Complete surprise again. Yeah, very kind of you all. Very nice.
Wonderful. And it's just, I suppose, lovely that people
cheer us up a bit.
So much.
People are thinking of you.
People are so kind.
So continuing the Oakham present delivery here with Stan and Maureen. And well, it's so close to Christmas, and, you know, I can see, obviously, you're not very well at the moment, so you're having to be downstairs here.
Yeah, I have to be, yes, yeah. But I've got a good family, good neighbours and whatever, so, yeah.
And you've got a gift from someone in the community who thinks, you know, it's lovely to spread a bit more Christmas cheer towards you. How
nice is that? That's lovely, yeah. That does make you feel good, yes.
Well, lovely to see you here today.
And you, sir. Yeah, thank you.
And yeah,
you have a lovely Christmas yourself.
No, thank you.
You have a good one. You take care.
Thank you. We'll take care.
I will do, love. And you three as well.
Thank you, stay as well as you can.
All the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming around.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. Wow. What an emotional time that was this morning, going round and actually seeing that's just a small section of the amount of people you're helping this Christmas.
Absolutely. So it's nice for someone outside the fire service to have a little snippet of what we see. Like I said, there were some real tearjerkers, and it definitely pulls on your heartstrings when you go out to certain individuals and you hear their stories and circumstances. So yeah, thanks for coming along today, and we appreciate you sharing this with your listeners.
And well done for leading it, Matt. I know, you know, it's a team effort, not only from the fire service, but as we said before, Land's End, Kevin O'Brien, Voluntary Action Rutland and Tesco as well have all helped bring this together, and of course the local community.
Absolutely, yeah. So we couldn't do it without all those people involved. And like I said, the local community, it's a fantastic time of year for everybody to get involved and try and spread some Christmas spirit. As like I said to you on the pump, I believe caring is contagious. So we could all spread a little love. It goes a long way, and it's a knock-on effect.